There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tale of a boat that capsized with people in the hull who were being smuggled near Libya and Italy. Plus, the ground was rumbling in Taiwan. Closer to home, it's a different story. It's about the shake, rattle, and roll of so many who would like to be the next president of the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let me give you the flavor of what went down over the weekend when we're talking about politics. You have Scott Walker, who admitted he attended a gay wedding reception. You have Jeb Bush pushing the Republicans to get to a vote on the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. Will she be the next one or not? Then you've got Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas turned talk show host, who hit the trail, said he was going to announce in the beginning of May, May 5th, whether or not he would run. Then you have Carly Fiorina, who says that Clinton can't play the gender card at any kind of a female opponent. She's been trashing Clinton for flip-flopping and other things on a bunch of different appearances that she recently has made. She's the former Hewlett-Packard CEO who hasn't declared, but obviously wants to be a part of this whole republic. And then you have Bernie Sanders, the longtime independent on the Hill senator, who is pushing toward joining the race in 2016. So what does that mean for Hillary Clinton? And it's a long walk to New Hampshire for some. It's just a question of how fast they get there. In New Hampshire, they have to love it. And I think they do, having spent some time there. And we understand, because New Hampshire is important. New Hampshire, Iowa, big important places you have to go when you decide, I'm jumping on this train. I'm going to do it. And oh, by the way, Clinton may have a few opponents. I don't think anyone that can really give her much of a challenge. But you have O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, who decided he would snipe at Hillary Clinton. He said for flip-flopping on gay marriage. And you can see that there's a theme here, the gay marriage deal with the Supreme Court coming up with a big decision by June is absolutely going to be part of the conversation, and is part of the conversation, because are states deciding what happens with the Supremes? Some pretty significant shifts. And Martin O'Malley is taking a much different approach toward the Clintons. And you could see that into the weekend as he was part of the whole Sunday swirl, too. Remember, it's only been a week since Hillary Clinton launched her presidential bid. And this week she was pushing the Supreme Court to rule same-sex marriage constitutional, and was expressing a lot of support for giving undocumented immigrants licenses. And this is something she didn't do before, especially when she's, and I remember this, when she was the senator from New York, because that was controversial, giving people who were here illegally, letting them have driver's licenses. So now she has definitely jumped back. So I can't disagree with O'Malley on that. She's changed her position on both of those. And this goes to the thing of, is it making the decision because, yeah, you can change your mind? I mean, let's face it. Have you ever changed your mind? But those are pretty tough things to change your mind on if you had a hardcore opinion and delved into it. And she did. So he's saying, look, leadership is about making the right decision and the best decision before sometimes it becomes entirely popular. So his criticism is, she's playing to the politics. She's figuring out, or the people around her are figuring out, how's the way we play this? Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that about the whole political process. That, okay, I'm this way until different if something changes. Because that can happen. I'm not saying you can't be a politician, you're a human being, and have a change of heart on something. But when it's such a dramatic turn, I mean, it's pretty obvious, because you're looking at voters. How are they going to vote? Where can I best capitalize? All right, you can capitalize on this hour of America Tonight and spread the word about America Tonight. I thank you for all the notes I'm getting. A lot of people really pushing the little show that could across the coast on both sides, because I've gotten a couple of program directors in this fine radio world who have approached me thanks to the listeners. So I thank you very, very much. If you have anything you want to pass on, always, you know how it works here. We have a doggy door. It's actually bigger than a doggy door. It's like a Wendy's window that's open all the time, 24/7. And you can always hit us up there at americatonight.net. So here's what's coming up on this show. We have a weekly re-rack, a conversation with Frieda Birnbaum, who I think is awesome. She is a psychologist out of New York who looked at this Hillary Clinton thing and the gender issue and her running and what does that mean and what does that entail. So we talk about that. Plus, we've got the mailbag coming up. A lot of emails from so many of you across the country about a lot of different things. Kind of a mixed bag, if you will, this time around. And a new segment I like to call Angry Cat. What is Angry Cat about? You'll have to wait and see. But maybe I've piqued your curiosity on Angry Cat. In the meantime, a couple of quick hits, too, for you from over the weekend, because I hate not to catch you up on, frankly, some pretty horrific things that have happened over the weekend. And I'll tell you, one of the things heading into the weekend that everybody was talking about is the Boston bomber and what happened with the Boston bomber and Aaron Hernandez. Because, you know, you have two different, completely different things that happened, but meaning one murder, one a terrorist act, but coming together from New England and ultimately what the juries decided there. Then it goes to the whole death penalty thing, and why is the death penalty not considered in one, and what goes into weighing the death penalty option? What goes into weighing and deciding whether or not to put that on the table? And frankly, sometimes prosecutors are afraid to put that on the table because for fear that they won't get the verdict they want and won't get life in prison. So if nothing else, they won't get the life in prison and don't like the idea of being put in that position at all. So I mentioned Boston, and the Boston Marathon winner who died in World War I was honored. And, you know, Boston Marathon has always been a big deal in this country. Of course, it's gotten even bigger, I think, in a way, in the hearts of a lot of people because of what happened at the finish line with the three tragic deaths and so many other people being injured. But I just read some of the greatest stories about the people, you know, that are running the Boston Marathon and who they're honoring and what it means for them to be a part of the marathon and, you know, what leads up to the marathon, how you get in. And that's Monday. So here we are, Boston Marathon already upon us. It's been that long and how quickly we've come around. Frieda Birnbaum next. She's in the wings here on America Tonight.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to us. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hypnotized. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it. Pieces of me, but it makes no.
Welcome back to America. Tonight's one of our favorite guests here on the show. You guys love her in the nooks and crannies out there in America. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is in our virtual green room. She's a research psychologist and psychoanalyst, and she's the author of a great book, What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. So Hillary Clinton announces her candidacy over the weekend. There's been tons of reaction to it. And one of the things that kind of has been lost in the conversation, not the first time around so much when she ran, but what would the impact be of a woman president? What would kind of an impact would that have on the United States? I think it's a great thing to talk about. So Dr. Birnbaum, thanks as always for coming on America tonight. Were you, you're not surprised by Hillary Clinton's announcement, but were you surprised by the way she did it and jumped into the van, the Scooby-Doo van as she's calling it, and decided to take it down a notch and not do the big theatrics and the giant announcement with 10,000 people behind her?
Well, you know, she's trying very hard to change her image. The sad part about all this is that she does have, you know, this feministic view of what it's like to be running for the presidency in our country as a woman. And that view, that reaction has not changed since I wrote the book many, many years ago about What Price Power for Women. And this is what's going on right now. She is being scrutinized for her character rather than her platform. And that is a dilemma right now for her. even though she has really the popularity vote, people know her. They know her accomplishments. They know what she's gone through. Yet she is being interviewed differently than her male counterparts are being interviewed. So here it is. We are at this stage in our lives, at this age, at this century, 2015, 2016, when we're going to be voting in a new president. And how are we looking at women today? What are the implications? Where is the change? So she really is trying to change her character. But then again, are we allowing her to change it when she's being interviewed? The questions that are asked are very few questions about what is she trying to do that's going to be different. How is she going to change our economy, the way we posture ourselves with our foreign relations? She's a brilliant person. She has a very high IQ. She thinks very quickly, but she's not being presented in that manner. So I forgot your question, but that was my answer.
So what,
I can talk
why
forever.
Is she?
That's the problem.
No, I agree. This is fascinating, and like you said, you wrote a book about this. Why is it that the United States behind compared to other countries? Because there have been a lot of other countries that have had female leaders, and I don't know that they've been scrutinized quite as badly.
That's a very insightful question, and the reality is that Hillary herself demonstrates herself to be more feminist. There are other women who are in politics who don't create that kind of reaction. And so because of that, she is inducing feelings of being aggressive as a woman. And what does that mean? Being aggressive is not a positive reflection of her behavior. Being assertive is. But the sad part about our society is when a woman is assertive, often, as Hillary happens to be, a lot more than a lot of other women in politics, they see it as a negative. So there are different implications of her behavior and the way we respond to Hillary herself. Not the candidate as a female, but the candidate who is Hillary.
So then let's just take this a step further. A woman president, what kind of an impact would that be in the United States to other girls, other women, that kind of thing?
Well, that's also a very important question because it would be an extremely positive impact. You know, my research has shown that when women are successful in careers, relationships shift. They have more decision-making in the home, and their whole lifestyle changes more with equality as in regard to the same lifestyle as the men have. So things really shift drastically in every measure, and that's what will happen if Hillary or a woman will become president of the United States.
Yeah, and why is that? What was eye-popping about your research that jumped out at you?
What jumped out at me was that respect is gained when a woman who is independent makes it on her own in a high-status field. And because of that independence, that means that she can have equal say in everything else in her life. It seemed to go hand in hand with relationships, in a marriage, with financial decisions, with friendships. She just is respected more across the board. And it's sad. It's a sad commentary in our lives as well, because, you know, motherhood is extremely important and a priority on a woman's list. But as far as self-esteem, self-respect, and empowerment, having high-status careers is what really does that. You know, women who don't have these opportunities, because not all women do,
right,
they often tend to manipulate more because that's the only thing they have. They don't have a comfort level that other women who are accomplished have.
Wow, that really is, that really tells you something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do you turn that around?
I'm telling you, I'm more comfortable with women who are comfortable with themselves.
Right.
Because they're easier to have around. Because they're fulfilling their own needs. They don't have to prove anything.
Yeah. And so when you have when you have to prove something, there's that chance of the gossip or tearing the other woman down. Remember, that used to be the saying that why do women not help each other? And that, I guess, certainly you've revealed that reason, that might be what it is.
Yeah, for sure. And
wow.
So they're harder to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When men and women have balanced roles, when they're, you know, respected and valued and all that kind of stuff across the board, what do you think that means for the nation?
When they have balanced roles, with my research, this is what happens as far as the way we look at each other in general, that we don't look at women as subservient anymore. And the men who have these kind of relationships with women and equality outside the home bring those relationships inside the home to their wives, to their partners, and they are also treated in the same manner. And, you know, a professional man, men who are involved with women with high-status careers, make better husbands as well, better than businessmen who often have women as personal assistants or secretaries and who are used to dominating women in their roles.
Wow, that's fascinating stuff. What do you think, you know, you're there in New York. What's the reaction overall? I mean, you said it a lot in the beginning with Hillary Clinton, but just based on what you're seeing from her, I mean, kind of put politics aside, in the polls she's still ahead. She's ahead of some of the Republican men for sure. Do you think she wins this thing?
You know, there's a good possibility. We don't even know of anybody else. The only person we really know about is Hillary. She has experience. She has a history. We don't have anyone to compare her to, even though she has a reputation of being arrogant, of somebody who's too pompous, too full of herself, the way she speaks. Even though all this negativity surrounds her, and we don't talk about her platform, which really is something that we will find out about eventually, she is the one that we all know about and we're all comfortable about. I think this country no longer wants to try someone who's not experienced. They're not looking for a new cause. They're looking for someone who is traditional, who has proved themselves, and can give them what they know they will be getting from that person. They want somebody that's...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa, you know you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. So baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
coming up on America Tonight, yes, indeed, we will absolutely hit the mailbag. But before we go there, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you always can. 855-266-5283. The Grim Man is waiting in the wings. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I hope you had a good weekend, Kate.
I did have a good weekend. You know, Grim, I'm back. I'm 100% healthy after I was beaten over the head with that strep in the beginning of the year, so I feel good.
Oh, that's good. Got your energy going. And
yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I had to call because last Sunday I may have made a faux pas, but I'm not sure.
Faux pas?
yeah, about the Boston bomber. Although I still think that, you know, the way to go about it is the way I said. You know, that's just my personal belief. But
You know what? Here's the thing. He's not very contrite. Can we ever get anybody? And not that that's going to make a world of difference for all these people whose lives were shattered. But does anybody have any remorse? I mean, are they just how many psychopaths are we dealing with, or people who have absolutely no conscience whatsoever? And then the lawyer, in trying to pin it on the brother, give me a break. He was there with the pressure cooker. He was cold as ice and put that sucker down and killed that little boy.
Well, the other thing is, too, is I heard this now, out of, you know, all these shootings and whatnot, this is what one conversation went with the talk host, was that, do you realize the number of arrests we have every day? So, you know, this blowing up out of proportion by the media for we may have, you know, over a million people arrested in a day, but one of these incidents occurs. So, you know, and it naturally gets national media attention. And,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying there.
I know.
And that's what, you know, it's better to be in your situation with a talk show than it is to actually be the news.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I say this all the time. People have to remember, in a talk show world, you're paid and based on opinion. In the so-called old style of the news business, it's about news events. But, boy, it has become so crazy, hasn't it, especially in the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah. Now, I did hear this interview. It was for 2 weeks, and it was with AFN, and I forgot her name, but it was with Michelle Bachman. And your previous talk host, if you get a chance, go look for it, because it concerns us with Iran and the president and how Obama's handled it. But it was an excellent interview, and Michelle, she hit everything on key. And for the life of me, I can't figure out, when she won the Iowa straight out, why all the conservative people didn't just, you know, endorse her and go with her. But I knew from that period Obama's going to be president again.
I never had the feeling that he wasn't, and people would get so mad. But if I was just being objective and saying, listen, because the Republicans, this is what I keep saying, you can't continue to eat your own on the stage and then have people drop out like court gestures where something happens and it blows up and explodes in everyone's face, and it becomes that kind of beauty pageant thing, a train wreck.
A basic circus, as it is.
Yes, a circus. You can't have that circus. If you go back and you look at Reagan, if you go back and you look at the first Bush, if you go back and look at Republicans who ran, I mean, look, politics is a circus by its nature, even from the very beginning. But we didn't have as much media, and there wasn't this 140-character world of Twitter where somebody does anything and makes a facial expression and it's exaggerated, or immediately anything that happens is viral and it's out there. So they didn't have to contend as much with that. They still had to keep the lid on some things. And there was a lot of you know, chaos and things that happen on those whistle stops, but it's still not the same grim as what we have now, and it exposes this raw nerve in people and the people around them, and then it becomes, it derails campaigns, and that's what happened to the Republicans. And then you saw what happened with the secret video with Mitt Romney.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It derailed him. But I tell you, you know how Obama has the change is his model for the last time, and each person tried to pick up on these key words. Well, as the grim running for president, mine is, I'll fix it.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
And that's what we need. That's what I'm getting at. Is we need somebody, and you're saying the same thing. We need, just like Ronald Reagan, get up there. If I have to strap on my six shooters, I will.
Right.
And the key to fixing it is you got to remove money from our Congress and get them back to regulation.
Yeah.
That's what they're
doing. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The committees, that's ridiculous. Vying to get on certain committees, then tying things up with amendments. And, we cut down on the amendments, but then that's not true. The not reading the bills all the way through and voting on things, coming into Washington for 2 and 3 days. I could go on. I have like a list of 20 things that need to be fixed in D.C. and is part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it can be spelled out, but that's what you can't get any one of them, even while they're running for president, to spell out their true agenda. I mean,
yeah.
But one words, you know, term limits, flat tax. You see what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
What we need. And they don't realize it, that if they don't start fixing it, it's going to collapse on them, not just the American public. It's going to collapse on them and their,
yeah.
And their relatives.
Yeah.
They think too many of them think they're far removed from it, but no, not this round. Not the way they.
I agree. I agree. They're not removed. Grim, thanks. Good conversation as always. They're not removed. But I think that there is the sense of isolation in a way. Okay, here's my constituents. Here's my family. Here's my business. Boom, I get in. And remember, once you get in, you got that sweet, sweet pension in the end. I'll never forget an unnamed senator who said that to me. I got the pension. You know, I made that pension. It's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the whole healthcare thing. If the healthcare was so great, then take the same healthcare. But no, that didn't happen. All right, time to race to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby from Beantown. Kate, I couldn't wait to hook up with your show. I'm so excited about the marathon this year. We want to get you in Boston. Please come and race in this race at some time. And the excitement in the air is undeniable. Undeniable, sister. I hope you tune in and watch. Of course I'll tune in and watch. It started in 1897. Do you know it's the world's oldest annual marathon? And it's one of the best known races, period. One of the best known races. So, yeah, rock on, Boston strong. I love it. I can't imagine what that must be like for people when they run in the Boston Marathon. It'll take me a long time to get up to marathon speed, though, I must tell you. When I was in New York, I actually ran, but nowhere close to a marathon, that's for sure. How about this one from Jake, who's listening to us always in Austin? And Jake says, hello, Ms. Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. Couldn't wait to ask you what your thoughts were on Tim Tebow hooking up with the Eagles. In a way, I think it's probably a good move. I can't imagine it's going to cost a lot. And he seems pretty athletic and such a likable guy and probably will be embraced by the fans, even those hardened Eagles fans. Well, Jake is being sarcastic because he knows I have now Texas in my heart, but I'm from Philadelphia, and so he's kind of touche-ing me on this. I think, why not? I mean, can he be a backup? He's shown that before. Who else they have waiting in the wings that was so fantastic? And the answer is nobody. If anything, you can't figure out what the Eagles are doing, and I'm sure the fans will embrace him in the beginning until he throws a bunch of interceptions. If he gets in and does that, that would not be good. But that's not good for any quarterback there that gets in and does that. All right, let's move on to this one from Charlie. He's listening to us in Illinois because he said so. Charlie from Illinois. Kate, the funniest thing from last week, Hillary Clinton declaring that weird video message. And I will tell you right up front, I'm not a big fan of Hillary Clinton's. I don't hate her, but I just don't think she'd make a great president. The whole thing about Chipotle and not being recognized, I think that was on purpose. In other words, she was just trying to blend in, and then they could fluff it off like, yeah, she's just like everybody else, ordering a burrito bowl and hanging out. That's what Hillary Clinton does. Do you think that's really the truth, though? No, I don't see Hillary Clinton hanging out at Chipotle's in New York City or wherever. Could she go into one with her family or whatever? Of course. But no, the whole idea is this is the rallying cry. She is like everyone else, and this is what we're going to develop her into, that she can be just your next-door neighbor, but somehow still tough, I suppose. I don't know. I'm assuming they're going to start really hitting on social media, too, so that'll probably be the next frontier. All right, let's squeeze in another quick one here. Dan, the man, says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, I am so happy, for one, to finally see some warmer weather being here in New England. I'm listening to you in New Hampshire. It has been just pure hellishness for us this past winter, and I hate to complain because now we're pretty much over that hump, but I've never been so happy to see spring sprung. around us. I don't care if I have to trip over any more flowers. I'm excited that we don't have to shovel any more snow. I feel you. It has been a crazy winter, no doubt. Angry cat around the bend.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, this one more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And let me play with the scene. As fine as could be. And I'm glad Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, hanging out with all of you across this great nation as we come across the finish line once again. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, time flies, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, this is going to be an interesting week coming out of Washington, starting on Monday. Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the Israeli president to request an extension at the prime minister's residence in Jerusalem. What's interesting about this and the reason I bring this up is because, you know, we're going back to this whole thing about for Israel and our relationship with Israel, what's going on here. The prime minister has 28 days to form a government, a new government, or form a government, basically, which can be extended for another 14 days by the president. This is how they roll. So it's pretty interesting to see what's coming out of Jerusalem. And Netanyahu is meeting with President Rivlin to get that extension to do that coalition following what happened, you know, in March in the elections where it was dicey. How about this? We're celebrating 5 years ago, not celebrating. Can you believe it? Deepwater Horizon, that whole disaster, that blowout explosion that howls in feet below sea level. Remember they had the cam on it when it was, when it kept flowing out. It was crazy. By the way, in the race to become prez, Chris Christie playing coy after going to New Hampshire. There's a new Quinnipiac poll that will be released on the results of the New Jersey poll on governor and the whole Bridgegate scandal and 2016 candidates and see where that all falls. Pretty interesting. Jeb Bush is in Washington State. He'll be in Seattle and a couple of other places. He's going to a couple of fundraisers for the Right to Rise PAC. That's the name of his PAC. How about this? Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, a European visit. Germany, France, and Spain. Germany on the list first. Governor Walker, certainly we know, come on, he's going to make a Republican run. So this is a three-day trade visit over there. And so he's trying to, I think, work that angle. How about that? And for the president and the VP, they do the whole daily briefing in the Oval. That's what Monday is always like when the president is home. The president is going to welcome Ohio State Buckeyes because, remember, they won the national championship. So they're going to do that whole traditional thing, the sports teams being honored, blah, blah, blah. And that's in the East Room. If you happen to be in D.C., I don't think you can get in, but that's where they're doing it anyway. All right, time for a new segment I like to call Angry Cat. That is frightening. It's like an episode from the old Catwoman days. Remember they used to have that sound of all those cats going after each other? When Halle Berry played Catwoman, it sounded like that. Okay, so Angry Cat. We'll start with this one. Two employees with the district attorney's office in Alabama got sick from eating brownies that might have been laced with marijuana. One had to be hospitalized. That's awful. They're investigating whether the brownies given to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office were actually laced with pot. A temporary court worker who doesn't work with the district attorney gave the brownies to the office shortly before prosecutors were going to start a jury trial. So what's up with that piece of anger there? Why would they do that? Is it that the worker didn't know they were laced with pot? But it doesn't matter. You want to talk about an angry cat, that worker will face charges, drug charges. The brownies are being tested, and they're trying to find out if they were laced or not. Pins and needles, pins and needles. That's not good. Whoops, accidentally, I picked up some, because then the question is, where did you get them? Come on, give me a break here, whatever. You want to talk about angry cats in Greece, over what has happened in Greece, you know, economic collapse years ago that continues on. Now what's finally happened is the leaders in the third largest political party, which is called Golden Dawn, go on trial. Do you love that name? Golden Dawn. They go on trial Monday on charges of operating as a criminal organization that carried out, supposedly, a campaign of violence against immigrants and left-wing opponents and all that other sort of stuff. So the party leader, Nikos Michalakopoulos, and some other officials are among the 69 in the case. Because, I mean, look, they're still reeling from all the financial problems and all the uncertainty there. And this Golden Dawn used to be kind of a far-right group, and then they became a political party during the financial crisis that, of course, started back in 2009. So this trial is going to be held inside a maximum security prison near Athens where schools are going to be closed, all the city services are going to be down, because you know why? They're worried about demonstrators. angry cats. People are furious over what's happened since the Golden Dawn Party was there and what they did and how they helped tank what was happening in Greece. Because people's livelihoods, everything just, you know, went up in flames, I suppose, is the best way to put that. Then there's the story about the man who was plotting to join a terrorist group, and he's up for 25 years if convicted. And this is a New York man, who was going to go to the Middle East, and his name is Marcos Alonso Zia, just 26. He pleaded guilty in September to giving material support to Al-Qaeda. And the feds say that the 26-year-old man flew to London on his way to Yemen in 2012. He was rejected by the customs people in London and returned to the United States. Aha. So if we remember that story. And they say when he came home, he continued this whole conspiracy thing. He gave money to and instructed somebody else on how to evade electronic surveillance. And he talked about jihad. He wanted to wage some jihad. He had all kinds of extremist material, including videos on how to detonate an explosive bomb or some kind of device on a car carrying some military people. And after he knew he was under investigation, he scrambled and tried to get someone to erase a hard drive on his home computer and gave them a couple of hard drives to destroy, but they recovered them anyway, so it just goes to show you. So he could get 25 years. There's a good chance of that. He was an angry cat when he found out that he didn't have all the material destroyed. But with all that evidence, I'm pretty sure there's a very good chance that he ends up in that situation because they linked him to too many possibilities. And I mean, once you're in, especially with anything with the terrorist stuff, it's going to go to Yemen, as I mentioned. I mean, that's it. You are toast. All right. So that's Angry Cats. Once a week, we'll do Angry Cats and you kind of get the drift there. One was, go from the pot brownie all the way to terrorists, but all significant in their own way. Some people that are pretty furious. I think the Greeks especially, they have to have it in a maximum security prison because people will be so freaked out that they want to kill those people. I mean, they want them done after what they did to their lives. Like I said, financially, the collapse of everything. And now this is finally the comeuppance all these years later. Like, okay, now you're going to stand trial. So see you, suckers. We'll see you, too, down the road here on America Tonight. Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.